Hey everybody, welcome to another First Run Bald Movie. Tonight, Jim and I went to go see Kong, Skull Island. What did you think, Jim?
Meh.
Oh, meh. Just meh?
Yeah, it's a pretty generic action movie.
Okay.
I wasn't that impressed by it.
I thought it delivered the goods. No more, no less.
In what way? What goods did it deliver?
It is top of the line, state of the art special effects to tell a monster movie, and it did not really stop or slow down. It did the bare minimum it needed to set up the movie. It then just essentially shoved giant monsters fighting people.
Right.
And people fighting giant monsters and giant monsters fighting each other for the full tight 90-minute runtime of this film.
2-hour runtime. 1 hour, 58 minutes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because got out of there right at 9 o'clock.
According to IMDb, I don't know.
The credits must be...
They're super long, yeah.
Because like I said, we had like your standard 15 minutes of trailers, and I was walking out of theater at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I thought it went pretty fast, and it had a lot of pretty big name, like, you know, Brie Larson. It had Samuel L. Jackson, of course, John Goodman, Tom
Wrong Tom.
Doing, like, you know, A-list actors, not really phoning it in, doing exactly what they need to do for this movie. Shea Whigham, it's good to see him again.
Yeah.
Thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, just nothing quite, like, everything was there, but it just felt like dominoes being knocked over. Like, there was no punch to it for me.
I mean, this isn't Logan. This isn't like, hey, right. Even if you don't like superhero films, you'll probably like this. This is, if you grew up watching King Kong and Godzilla, you'll probably like this film and have a good time. This would be a great drive-in theater. This would be a great second-run dollar theater movie. This would be a great watch-it-at-home kind of movie. It's definitely not must-see. Do you think that you... I guess the other thing is, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen 90% of what this movie has to deliver.
Yeah, you've seen the best stuff.
Like, honestly, sure. When I saw the second trailer where they showed Kong stripping making a club out of the tree, I'm like, huh. Kind of surprised. Like, there's only two ways this can go. Either this is like a big giant thing, or they're really showing all all their goods, and they kind of did.
Yeah, yeah. All of the best jokes are in there.
Yeah.
And so when they hit on the screen, you don't quite laugh at them the way you would if they hadn't shown them all in the previews.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it, you know, like you said, it hit the beats it needed to hit, but absolutely nothing more.
The biggest disappointment is we didn't get the quartering.
Oh,
we said this
right.
was, I think this was in the spoiler section of last week, but we're talking about Kong, and I said, you know, in the original King Kong, you had King Kong pulling the Tyrannosaurus Rex's jaws apart. And then Godzilla, the latest Godzilla, Godzilla upped it up. He took the Mothra monster, cracked open its jaws, and breathed atomic fire.
Yeah.
And we had the concept of, like, Kong, you know, he's got hands on his feet and hands.
Right.
He's gonna grab the mouth and then reach around with his feet, hands, and grab the cheeks and just rip
pull,
it in
yeah.
quarters. Just
Right. I feel like it's a missed opportunity.
It was.
Honestly, that might be why I didn't like it. I was waiting for the quartering the whole movie.
You're waiting for the grip and rip.
Yeah.
And
it just never came.
The four palm grip and rip and then never developed. So
yep.
I got other problem. Like the other flaw in the movie is it has, I guess he's got a decent reason for it, but there's just some stupidity on the part of, stop me if you're shocked about this in a monster movie, but there's stupidity on the part of the humans.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, we can talk about that in the spoiler section.
We will. Anything else you want to say? I feel like that's all I really need to say about it is if you just really like spectacle or you really like monster movies, I guess you could go see this one, or like preferably wait. Mm-hmm. Wait until you don't have to pay $12.50 to go see it.
Yeah, I got I got to the theater late. I got to with only one trailer left to go, so my trailer section is pretty. Although
I had Power Rangers,
pretty light.
I had, which we've talked about. I had an extended Beauty and the Beast trailer.
Okay, I was walking out. I see that's coming soon, and I'm kind of shocked because I've seen, Kong Skull Island's 80% of Rotten Tomatoes. So
really,
yeah, I think you're a little being a little harsh on it, but we can talk about that in the spoiler section.
Okay.
I can't believe I haven't seen a Beauty and the Beast trailer yet, because I've seen action movies, I've seen Oscar bait, I've seen animated films. I just feel like maybe this movie's a turd and they're not going to really advertise it. But like, I just feel like I haven't seen. Compare that to like Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's been in every damn movie I've gone to see.
I got that again. Yeah.
Did you get the long form trailer this time?
I don't know what the difference is. I mean, I saw.
Did you see
Rocket Raccoon
revealed?
Spinning around shooting things?
Did you see his dad revealed?
His dad? No.
Okay, so I think you still got the old trailer. I'm shocked that they. I mean, this is a giant spoiler for the movie, but it's in the trailer, so I'm going to drop it. Kurt Russell purports to be the Star-Lord's father. Which is super cool.
I've seen him in a trailer. I didn't know if he was his dad.
So that's super cool, but I'm actually kind of shocked that they would make that reveal in the damn movie. Even if it's a fake or false reveal, that's still, like, I feel like I already know too much about this movie going into it.
Yeah, that can be a problem with trailers. But Beauty and the Beast is not my kind of movie. I mean, you know, it's like a traditional fairy tale love story type thing, and just not what I'm in movies for.
I enjoyed the Disney
but
movie.
It looks real nice.
I enjoyed the Disney movie. I really like Emma Watson. I really like Dan Stevens, who I understand is the Beast.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I've heard that asserted, and when I was reading Legion, because obviously Legion stars Dan Stevens too. Mm-hmm. Dan Stevens, if you didn't know, plays Cousin Matthew in Downton Abbey. And that's about the only thing I've seen him in other than Legion. So I know Cecily's excited about it. I'll probably end up going to see that movie, not in any kind of bald movie capacity, but...
Yeah, I think you might enjoy it.
What else? Anything?
I don't think so. They're doing
Before we move on to Guardians of the Galaxy, I am a little nervous because this is yet another trailer where now that I've seen the reveal of his dad and huge sequences of jokes and stuff, and obviously big moments of the film, like, I'm kind of nervous that you're going to go see it and it's going to be like, okay, I feel like I've already seen this movie. Now, it could be that this is only one-tenth of the stuff that Guardians are going to bring.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably more true of that movie than it was of Kong.
I hope.
Yeah, it should be.
It's kind of like, you know, same Pacific Rim, when I saw the trailer for that, I'm like, good God. But turns out there was a lot more to that movie. So that movie's just chock full of awesome. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What was I talking about? Feud. The Ryan Murphy anthology series that he's doing with FX. That Betty and Joan thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not for me. I don't know who it's for other than like 60-year-olds. Like people who were around before they died. Like,
tell my wife that because she's all about it. She went to...
Seriously?
I mean... First of all, it's Ryan Murphy.
I hardly know who these people are.
No, I don't
hardly
either.
Even know. So.
But it's this classic golden age of Hollywood, older madams just going. I mean, I hear this is true to life, like Hatfield and McCoy's oil and water situation. It's told by Ryan Murphy. Mm-hmm. It's got Jessica Lange in it. I feel like Cecily went and saw Whatever Happened to Baby Jane or whatever the movie that is, where they star in it to kind of prep for it, but we're kind of excited to watch it. I don't know if we'll be talking about it on a Bald Move TV, but anything else?
I don't think there might have been other trailers. I think Life was on there again. I don't fucking know. I've been seeing the same trailers for the last six movies I've gone to, so.
Yeah, hoping for because I'm thinking the next summer crop is going to be, you know. We haven't really moved beyond Guardians of the Galaxy and Alien Covenant as far as the previews go, so I'm kind of hoping that they'll refresh here pretty soon. Yep. But so I guess that's it for the non-spoilers.
Yeah.
We will be back next week for Free Fire, another movie review. This is the end of the and that one I don't know about.
That's an experimental thing for me.
This could be, because it seems like it's about a 15-minute short movie. Mm-hmm. And how they're going to stretch out this arms deal gone wrong in a warehouse for presumably 90-some minutes, I don't know.
The only thing I need from that movie is creativity and entertainment. Like, be creative, be funny, that's all I care about.
Right, and it can't take itself too seriously, but there's some. But it has to take itself somewhat seriously.
I mean, I kind of just want Crank in a warehouse, essentially. Yeah.
All right, we'll see how that goes. But this is the end of the spoiler-free part of the review. We will have probably a brief spoiler section for this movie. Mm-hmm. Some of them are longer than others, but the only way you can get it is being a part of the club at club.baldmove.com. You get access to all of our spoiler-filled first-run movies, so you can listen and laugh and talk with us during the weekend that the movie's released. Of course, we have the Friday extravaganza lunch with Jim and Aaron. We have first Monday of the month is going to be our Quip Home, where we have the Quit Your Pitching show, where with Jim and I take turns pitching crazy television ideas to each other. Third Wednesday of every month, we have our video game playthrough. The final chapter of Life is Strange is coming out, and then we'll be working on finishing up the Walking Dead Michonne saga. Lots of stuff. Plus, you support free podcast or independent podcasting. I can't probably call it free if you're paying for the club.
Yeah, that would be
you're paying for premium content and supporting independent
it's
podcasting.
That partial free, right? It's like partial zero emission vehicles.
If Outback can say the damn cars are partial zero emission vehicles, right. This is a partial free podcast.
Yeah,
PFP. We're going to get a logo. It's going to have some kind of green leaf that's got a highway going through it, and it's going to be, and you can't say we're lying because we said partial's right. Partial free podcast. That's what's coming up if you're a club member right now.